Bezner writes up a new star for him. Bezner writes up that we know the way this Ruva, this Malva, had a star, and it was destroyed, and therefore we're going to write up a new star.
You have a right to make a new star, and now it's called the Milva, the star again. Tana Rabbanim, we learn like this. Ezel Kiyumay. What exactly is the key, and what exactly do we do in such a case where the person's star got ripped up or got scribbled on that you can't read it right now? So we go, and you have to aid them that remember, recognize your star. What you do is you go to Bezdin and they write down like this. B'moyseh t'losa havina. Bezdin writes up a new star saying, there was three of us right here. B'moyseh t'losa havina. We were three people here. Onu pleni u'pleni u'pleni. Ruvain, Shimon, and Yehuda, the three Dayonim. Hoitzi Pliny ben Pliny, that this Malvo, whatever the name is, Moshe ben Yitzchak, came in front of us, and Moshe ben Yitzchak tells us that Shtar Mokhuk Lefanenu, that he had a Shtar that a Leiva owed him $1,000, and the Shtar got erased. The Yoin Pliny on this day, or Pliny of Pliny Edov, and we also know the way he had two Edim that recognized that he once had a good Shtar, and it got ruined. So all this the Bezdin write down. And so that's good. Now the Yimkosvu boy, who's katnu li edusan shaladim, the nimsef edusan mechavonis, if it's written down the list and we had to check out these edim, and we found out that the edim were good, the locker is goiva. You have a right to collect with the shtar, that's called the gushtar. But it's supposed to also be written down, these words should be written down to say that, Hozaknu liyedus, we checked out the yedus, and we found out the yedus mechavonis. Goiva, then it's all love ira, you don't have to bring any other proof. V'yimlav, let's say this was not written down in the shtar, then the lochrit, sorach love ira, then you have to bring another raya. Yeah. So these things also have to be written down in the shtar. The what that we checked out the yedim, and we found that the yedim were telling the truth. Now it says, Nikra, Posel, let's say a star, you ripped up your star. Nikrashbam says means I they odin. Somebody had a star and it was ripped up. A person ripped it up. Now then it's posel. There's the one we write the star. There's a reason why it was ripped up. What about Niskara? By mistake it got ripped up. We'll soon see how we know. Niskara by itself it was ruined. Then kosher, that's kosher. Same thing, Nimchak or Nitashtesh. So let's say the star got erased. Because the tashtesh means some ink fell on top of it, it got very dirty. In Rishuma Nikah Kosher. If we could still tell the original star, we could still see what it was written there, just the start to read it, that's still called the good star. That's still called Kosher. Bezdin would use it the way it is right now, or else maybe Bezdin would write it over again, but that's called the good star. Now the Gemara says, Hechi Domin Nikra, that we say it's Posel, and Hechi Domin Iskara. How do we know? What do you mean if the star was ripped up? You say it's puzzle, can't use it anymore. But it was ripped up by itself, by mistake, then it's kosher. Like, how do we know what's called by itself, what's called by mistake? Omri Rabbi Yehuda, Nikra means Kara Shel Bezdin. It means Bezdin ripped it up. Once the star was ripped up in Bezdin, then we can't use it anymore. Niskaver means Kara Shemesh Shel Bezdin. It wasn't ripped up in Bezdin. It was ripped up in your house, or by mistake, or the kid ripped it up, then it's okay. In other words, there's a special type of a way how Bezdin rips up a star. And if Bezdin ripped up the star, for sure there was a good reason why they did it, and now you can't play around and write it over again. Now the Gemara explains, Heichi Domi Krasha Bezdin, what's called the case that Bezdin rips up a star, what's called the Gezunta rip? You know that you can't, we don't do anything with it. Amri Rav Yehuda, Mokam Edim, Mokam Azman, or Mokam Ater. They know exactly where to rip it. They rip it up, mamish, in the place where the Edom was signed, the place where the date was, and they also rip it up, Mokam HaTerif. Mokam HaTerif is, that's the main part of the shtar. If that place was ripped up, so you know it was done by a professional ripper, that means Bezdin ripped up the shtar. As it was a rip, just punked in the place of the Zman, and the place of the Edom, and the place of the Terif, means the main amount of money, the main thing in the shtar, so you know Bezdin ripped that. And therefore, that's that we won't use anymore. Now, Shankin was ripped on the sides or on the top or on the bottom. Then the kid got to it, then was down there, ripped in the house. Then it's the kosher.
I guess it's rip up to get.
Yeah, that's all the Bezdin itself there. They rip it up good, right. Omer Rav Yehuda, Mokum Edim. Abaya says, Sheshi the Oruf. means up and down, crisscross. That's the way Bezdin rips it up. They rip it up crisscross. Now, Hanu Arvoi, there were some Arabs. Shlom says Yishmelum, there were some Arabs. The Yasona Pumpadisa, they came to the city of Pumpadisa. They were like forcing people to give away their fields. They were stealing fields from people. Shlom says, Mitar Shoyim Bali Zer, they're big bullies. Kaifin Baleim Lo says Gamash Dorish Lo Yukol Ara. They went to somebody's house and said, listen, we like your house, you know what? You move out and give us the shtar mechir also. We want you to write a shtar mechir or else we'll bump you off. That's what these Arabs were doing. Amish coming into Pumbedisa and forcing people to move out of the houses and give them a shtar mechir also. So, Pumbedisa, Devika Ansi Ari Sadinshi, all seeing a rab say, Lekaimi Dabayi. So what did they do? They didn't go to the police. They went to the Godel, they went to Abaya, they asked Abaya, what can we do? What should we do now? How can we stop? How can we secure ourselves? So Abaya said like this, Omalei, lech seima shtore, the licht of lon mar, shtorach rini olei. You know what? Show me your original star. Show me the star mechi that you have. Lech seima shtore, the licht of lon mar, star, will write a second star. The misness, that even if these Arabs will come and force you to give away a star, chad nektinon, Chad Nikitnon and Chad Biyodon. So good, you give them away one star, but you still have another star on reserve. So later on, whenever we come back to have our tkifas, we'll be able to win over them, you'll still have a star raya. That's what Abai gave them in Eitzah. That's true, like don't fight, maybe they'll kill you, but make sure, make a duplicate. In other words, make a duplicate of the star Mechira. Even though you give one star away to them, you'll always have another star by yourself. You always be able to prove it later that Taka really it's yours.
What?
The same as the first time. You know, it's a deed saying that the star belongs to you. So now when the Goyim come, they want to take away that star from you. So Bai says, okay, give them that star, but you still hold on to a star. That later on you'll be able to say, really it was my house. And I still have my star. Ah, you have one also. That's because you forced, you took it away from me. Maybe they're making, they made him sign it over. They made him sign it over. They thought they made him sign it over. But Kobon, if they have another star run here, that would also help them. Yeah. Right, huh? Star Queen Allah. He missed us a chod naktin and chod yodan. Omuluhu, my ebuluhu. What can I do? The Yomar of Safra. Safra said, Ein kaisven shnei shtoris al soda achas. That if Safra says we can't do like this, that we'll soon see. If Safra says he can't write two shtaros on one field, even though you're buying a field, when you buy a field, even though the field really belongs to you, the such a takana, the lokeh should not have two shtaros. We do not let lokeh hold on to two shtaros. Why? Because we're afraid dilma taruf, v'ada taruf einachnami. Maybe they'll take it away from you, and then you go and take it away a second time. Hashbam says dilma taruf, v'ada taruf. You bought a field with achrayis. That what? In the case it's taken away from you, you'll be able to collect it back. You bought it with achrayis. So Zimnim were afraid the Torah of Lemine, maybe eventually someone will come and take it away from you. Baal Chayv Demeichon, as you bought it off Reuven, and maybe Reuven took old people money. So Reuven, the people he owes money to, they have right to come and take away the house from you. The Yosta Iyuv a Torah from the Kuchayis. So what you do is, right now you give up the star, and you give him back the star, you give back the field, and you give him back the star, but you have a second star in hand. So years later, another year later, you come and take the field again back from Lekuchas. We're afraid of such a thing. Therefore, we do not let a Mekayach hold on to two stars. Here, we can't give you two stars. All right, turn over. What Abai wanted them to do wasn't such a good idea. We can't let Elokeach hold on to two shtaros. Omalei, you do matorah for the Torah. Have they caught tardy late, but they still bothered Abai, like, what's going on here though? But Lamaisa, right now, these Arabs are taking away our houses, and we have to have some security to be able to get it back from them later on. What should we do? So, Omalei le Safrei. So So Abai Vaisa told the Sefer like this, Zil Kosov Lahu, Hu Ala Machak, V'yeda Bala Nir. You know what? Write him up another Shtar Mechira, but make the Shtar Mechira possible. And this Shtar give away to the Arabs. So what is the Shtar? That Kosov Lahu Ala Machak, that the Shtar itself was written on an erased piece of paper, V'yeda Bala Nir. And the signature that's signed on the bottom, they signed on a pure piece of paper that wasn't erased yet. So such a thing we have in the Gemara before is possible. Because we're afraid that maybe later they'll forge the Edim, he'll erase it and write over again. So such a star is possible. So the kids to let you hold on to a second star that's possible, that we're not afraid about. That wouldn't stare of Safra. That's a good idea. These Arabs must probably don't know these halachis. So the Abizai will let you have the star possible. And this star apostle you'll give over to the Arab, and the original star you'll hold on for yourself. So that was the Eitzah. So that's what they did. Oh, Malay Ravach Bar Minyu Malay Abaye, Ravach Bar Minyu Sati Abaye, the Dilma may be Rishume Nikur. Maybe though, even though it was erased, then maybe the Rishume, the original Tzad, you could still tell, you could still look at it, and some part of it is still there. But Tanya would learn like this, Nimchak, if it was erased, or in the Tashtei, so some other dirt or ink got on top of it. In Rishub and Nikr Kosher. But you know, if you can still tell the first Ksav is still Nikr, that part of it's there is Kosher. So over here, maybe the Shtar would still be good. So why is it good? Let's be afraid over here that maybe the Shtar would be Rishub and Nikr. And then again, we can't let you have two good Shtaris. So Mar says, Omalei Mika Mina Shtarim Alya. So I mean to say to write up a second good star. All of the days Baalma Kamino. I mean to say anyway, you just write up a phony star. I don't mean to say to really make Gosha. As all you want is these Arabs, they want to have the star as a deed. So write up all of days Gimel and tell them this is the star, that's all. I don't mean to say to write up a real good star. Just make up a phony star and give it to them and tell them, yeah, this is the star that I bought the field with. Shpam says, all of days Baalma Kamino. Dvorim betelim amati lichtav limchay. Write down your grandmother's name and your mother-in-law's name and the chavis, you had a good supper, good breakfast. Write down in Hebrew, that's all. And to tell the Arab, yeah, this is the shtar that I bought the field with. And good, he'll take it from you. And the kids said, the real shtar you'll keep for yourself. So therefore, later on, when we become gover, we'll be able to prove that really the field belongs to you, you'll be able to keep it. I don't mean to say write up any type of shtar that would be kosher.
That
Abba
can't have it checked out.
No, no. What? No, it's the Ikin. Because the Arabs, the main thing is they come and bully this thing, get out of the house. But they want a little bit star also, so anything give them is okay. Now they want that's getting you're leaving anyway. They're not really that happy with that. Just to say, you also give us the star, so give them a pacifier, that's all. Give them a little toy here to play with, that's all. Give them olive base, that's all. He doesn't really want the shtar because he knows what he's doing. He knows that he's throwing you out of the house. He knows they're doing wrong, but there'll be any little security that they have, they're happy with it. Tana Rabbanu, we learned like this in the Braisa. Hare Shebo V'Omar Ovad Shtar Chayvi. Somebody came to Bezin to complain, I lost my shtar chayv. I had a shtar that Shimon owes me $1,000, and I lost it. What should I do now? Afal Pi Shomru Edim Onu Kosavnu V'Chasamnu V'Nosnunu Loi. Even though the person has Edim Mamash that Edim say we were the ones that wrote up a shtar and we signed on it and we gave it to you. So who is Reuben, the Smalva, has Edim now, saying like him, the Mamash Edim wrote up the shtar and gave it to him. Locker is Ein Kaisun Leas the shtar. We do not write him up a second shtar. We don't write up a second shtar for him. So the difference here is that we don't have a kugain shame layedim shavim imenu. Difference before is the case is when we have edim who was lost. If we have edim that you lost your star, then we'll write a second star for you. Here, we don't have edim, we're not 100% you lost it. We're afraid maybe you're just a phony and you want to have a second star written up. Here, what you're saying is, Hare Shabbo, somebody's coming to Omar. And he's just saying, you should know, I lost my star and I have Edim that I once had a star. You're not saying you have Edim that you lost your star. You're only saying that you have Edim that you once had a star. So here we're afraid that maybe you really have a star at home in your pocket. He just wants Bezin to write you up a second star so he'll be able to collect twice your money from the Malva. So therefore, in such a case, the Lachataka is, ain't cursed me as a star. We do not write them up a second star. The Nedvar Mamurim is Star Havor. What are we afraid about? A Star Havor? Because alone, if we write you up a second star, we're afraid the guy will come and collect the money a second time, since we won't do. Abu Story Mekachumemcha Kaisvin. But no, Stama Mekachumemcha, you bought this house. If you bought this house, and you have Aiden that you bought the house, so now it can't go too wrong. Even on the side, we write you up a second star, what could go so wrong? You can't collect the house a second time, like you own this house. So therefore, in such a case where you say that you own this house and you lost your star Mechira, we'll write you up a second one. But, Chutz min Achrayis Sheboi, we won't write down Achrayis in the star. That much we won't write down. In case it's taken away from you, then we're afraid that if it's taken away from you, if you're going to have a second star, like we learned before, we're afraid after the field is taken away from you, because the one that sold it to you, he had balechayvus that he owed money to, and they have a right to come and take away this house. We're afraid after they take away the house from you, and they have a right to take away the house from you, later you'll come up with a new shtar mechira, and you get it back from them. So therefore, chutz min achrayis, that we don't write. There's a achrayis in the shtar, then we're afraid that even in shtar mechira, we won't write up a second time. No, even in Shtar Mekach HaMemcher also we don't write up. He says, why? We have to be afraid, no, we don't write you up a second Shtar. Because even though you have a Shtar, or you have Eidim that your Shtar was written to you, we have to be afraid that what you did was, is after you received that first star, right away you gave back the star back to the Meicher. In other words, you returned the house back to the Meicher. So therefore, maybe you don't really own the house anymore. So therefore, you're playing a game now, that you have Adim that knows the way he once gave you a star, that was true, and you want to have a second star written up now. But really, maybe you don't own the house anymore. Maybe really, right away, you gave the star back to the Meicher, so therefore, assuming we'll hold, if somebody gives you a present, and right away you give me back the star, I want to give you my house for present. So I give you a star, matana. I give you a star that this house is yours, there's a kingdom. I can give you all the kaka with the star. But as soon as you receive the star right away, you decided not to take it, and you give it back to me. See, Shita is? That Hanoise Maton Kaveiro the Hexloy of the Star Chazra Matnosoi. It's called the good Chazara. In other words, it's Nikna the Mesira. The fact you give me back the Star, that house comes back to me. So therefore, we're afraid that even though you once had a Star Mechir that you bought this house, and they didn't saw the way you had that Star, we have to be afraid that maybe later you gave the Star back to the Mechir. So really, Lamaisa, you do not own the house right now. And you just want to now have charotah, you want to have a second star written up, that we don't do for you. We won't let you have a second star written up. Therefore, that's what Shimon Gamliel swore to say, Af Shtar Mekach HaMemchar, Ein Kaisen, we do not write up a second star for you. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Kuf Samech Tes. Just last Gemara, going to Chazit, just going to get into the last part of the Gemara, just to get on. My days was, Turn around, Bonin again, and Kufsam Azayin, Kufsam Chesam Abezos. Turn around, Bonin. Hare Shabo V'yom Ova Shtar Choyvi. Some occasions, somebody comes and says, I lost my Shtar Choyvi, that somebody owes me money. Safa Pi Shomru Eidim Ono Kusadu Chasadu V'nasadu Loi, Ein Kaisen Loi Se Shtar. Even though we have Eidim saying that we wrote up a Shtar, we do not rewrite it. The Medvar Amur Ramu is said, B'Shtar Havo. B'Shtar Havo, because we're afraid that maybe really he has the first one, and he's only going to have a second one to collect twice. But if it's a shtar mekach that you bought a house, and you say you lost it, so then we write up a second shtar, we have nothing to lose. But, chutz min achrayis shaboy, we do not rewrite for you the achrayis to give you the right to collect it back if it's taken away from you. Nothing more will explain later exactly what does it mean, achrayis. But shtar mekach, here we're not afraid, here we'll write it up. A second shtar.